Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Fast am I. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 30th of March, 2020, from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. And background to the news, Manx Sport, Business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, three more cases, so that's 49 with COVID-19, two in Nobles, one in intensive care. Details from today's two government coronavirus conferences. Formula One to the rescue in the UK. Dog walking is exercise, so Peel Beach will stay open. The mental health charities work now in a virtual cafe. And how the Samaritans can help with coronavirus stress worries.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Fast am I, Ed Oldham.
Fast am I. Two people remain in Nobles Hospital being treated for coronavirus, but one of them is now in a stable condition in intensive care. There have also been three further confirmed cases since this morning's update at 10 a.m, taking the total to 49. Also at this afternoon's briefing, Health and Social Care Minister David Ashford confirmed that all elective and semi-urgent cancer surgery was being suspended. More support packages for businesses struggling during the outbreak are being brought in. Treasury Minister Alfred Cannon made the announcement during the government's media briefing this lunchtime. He also revealed banks in the Isle of Man which offer mortgages have agreed to a repayment holiday for customers, while those who can't afford to pay their rates, the bills for which will still be sent out, will be able to defer. And a further extraordinary meeting of Tynwald will be held tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. At the conclusion of the Tynwald sitting, an emergency sitting of the House of Keys will convene to take the Emergency Powers Amendment Bill 2020 through. And then at the conclusion of that, if all stages of the bill have been successfully taken, the Legislative Council will convene and the bill will progress through it. Further afield, 180 more people have died across the UK after testing positive for COVID-19. The number of new confirmed deaths is down slightly on the previous 24 hours. NHS England says there are 9,000 people currently in hospital with the disease. Well, a doctor group says around one in four medics is off work. And Scotland's First Minister has announced Glasgow's SEC Exhibition Centre is going to be turned into a makeshift hospital. Those are the headlines, news in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Got on my head, thank you, Ed. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, no warnings out in the North Arry Sea for the next 24 hours. Very still on the island tonight. Dry and clear, down to 3 degrees Celsius. For Tuesday, Jermert was saying dry with sunny and light breezes. Daytime maximum 9 Celsius, the overnight minimum 5. Jacrane, Wednesday, dry and calm, top temperature 9 degrees. A nice few days in prospect. Sunset tonight, 8 minutes to 8 o'clock. Low water 4 minutes past 10. The overnight high tide 3 minutes past 4 a.m. Sunrise on the island in the morning is at 8 minutes to 7 and low water 20 to 11.
Manx Glass and Glazing hope that all of their customers stay safe and well during these current times.
At 4 o'clock today, we heard the second of today's coronavirus updates from the government. Two people remain in Nobles Hospital being treated for coronavirus. One of them is in intensive care. There have been three further confirmed cases of coronavirus since this morning's update at 10, which we'll come to in a moment, so the total, 49. At the conference, Health and Social Care Minister David Ashford gave some important updates on cancer surgery, and the Chief Minister Howard Quayle addressed some of your burning questions regarding isolation rules.
In order to maximise our ICU capacity, and the current ICU capacity already being used, like the UK, we are moving to cancelling all elective and semi-urgent cancer surgery with immediate effect. Patients are being phoned by their clinical nurse specialist to advise of this change, and care plans are being discussed. This was an exceptionally difficult decision to make and one that hasn't been taken lightly, but it is now essential that ICU has seen its first COVID patient admission, that we take this action, which we have held off doing for as long as possible. And also, we need to repurpose theatres, except for the one for emergency surgery, including emergency cancer, as ICU capacity. We must do this now, as staff need to be retrained and changes made in the hospital. This action has been taken on firm clinical advice and consultation with our clinical base and also with public health, and we will be looking to support any cancer patients affected as best we can.
I wanted to pick up on a few of the hot topics that the team at the Community Support Centre told me about. People have asked about various types of exercises and recreation. Can I go roller skating because the rules only said walking or running? Or how long can I go out for? Now, for things like this, I would call on everyone to use common sense. At the moment, we have not entered into the most precise detail because we want to be able to trust people to make the right decision. We all know what the measures are for. They are to prevent the spread of the virus from one household to another. It is about keeping yourself and your loved ones safe. It is about protecting the most vulnerable people on our island. It feels pretty clear to me. Please use common sense. Make the right decisions. If people abuse this flexibility, we will be forced to take additional measures. There was also a worrying question about employers forcing their employees to come into work and their workplace not practicing social distancing measures. This is unacceptable. If people can work from home, then employers should be enabling this. If they cannot, then social distancing in the workplace needs to be respected. If companies do not respect these rules, then we will be forced to take action.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Well, you heard Mr. Quayle and Mr. Ashford in that media briefing. That was the second of today's government media briefings, as ministers continue to update us on where things stand with coronavirus. Earlier today at 1 o'clock, Treasury Minister Alfred Cannon announced more financial packages and schemes to help those for whom the virus is having a financial impact on themselves or the businesses they run.
I can also announce today that the government will be bringing forward two further support packages in the coming days. A scheme to preserve the strategic capacity of the tourist accommodation sector, and one to provide additional support for the fishing industry. More details on these schemes will be announced in the coming days. Even with all these measures, we will not save every business and every job, but we do have safety nets in place. The COVID-19 benefit, or MERA, is available to provide support, as are the existing welfare benefit schemes. The MERA will be available from the 6th of April. Those who require assistance immediately have access, of course, to our existing welfare system. People will be able to apply for the MERA online or by telephone. Last week, I told you that no one will be evicted from their home during this period of crisis. I can now tell you that further support for residents will come from the 7 island banks that offer personal mortgages. Isle of Man Bank, Santander International, HSBC, Barclays, Lloyds, Nedbank Private Wealth International and Cayman National Bank have all agreed to provide a mortgage repayment holiday to existing customers who have fallen into financial difficulties as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. I want to thank them, as I do every company and organisation that is providing support to their customers at this difficult time. In light of these measures, I have, over the last week, thought hard about whether it is appropriate for the government and local authorities to issue the rate demands for this year. And I have concluded that although many are struggling, there are those in the community who are in a position to continue to meet their liabilities. We must keep some money coming in through the system, otherwise our local authorities and indeed our national finances will come under even more pressure. And therefore the rates bills will be issued as normal, but will also contain a letter explicitly stating that if you feel unable to pay your rates, you may consider that payment is deferred without explanation until further notice.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Good evening, it's 21 minutes to 6 on Update Live from the Isle of Man. The Ben McCree, just this very minute, heading into Douglas Harbour. She noses through the gap and she'll be here in about 10 minutes' time, reversing onto the Lynx band. So departing this evening at 7.45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30, the overnight The overnight sailing not showing on their latest sailing, so perhaps there isn't one overnight, but tomorrow morning's 8 o'clock is scheduled, arriving Heysham at 11.45. But the Ben McCree just coming into harbour now. Of course, the Fastcraft Mananin seasonal service to Liverpool were postponed from last Saturday. She should have been going to Dublin as well. And the sailings to Liverpool, Dublin and Belfast will be reviewed in 3 weeks' time for services after Thursday, the 16th of April.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
In a time where there's a lot unknown and out of our control, it's understandable for many people to feel anxious. A Manx mental health charity is aiming to help those and ease the stress. The Samaritans is reminding residents that emotional support is still available 24/7 to anyone who requires emotional support during the coronavirus pandemic. Volunteer Leslie Muckton spoke to Manx Radio's Tia Welsh.
I wouldn't like to say any more so than normal, but yes, we are busy. And there is certainly a theme coming out. There is a degree of anxiety about the current situation.
What is the best advice for people out there who are self-isolating and are feeling very anxious about what's happening?
It's natural to feel anxious. We're in a situation that none of us have experienced before, and it's reasonable that people would feel anxious. It's the unknown, isn't it? So our focus is to talk about the positive things, the stories of recovery that can really be encouraging to vulnerable people who are seeking our help. We'd like to use the opportunity as well to encourage people to contact each other. We are in the best place ever now with social media to stay in touch with people. Pick up the phone and ring a friend. Send them a message. There are people out there and there's lots of services to help people, not least the Samaritans.
Do you have enough volunteers to cope with the numbers you're getting?
Like everybody else, we're planning on a day-to-day basis. Now, we have a number of volunteers who would fit into the vulnerable category, perhaps because of their age or because of an existing medical condition. And they've stepped down from direct duties because their own safety and well-being is key to us. But really, we're working day to day. We're working with the numbers that we have because there's no training going on at the moment, so we can't introduce new volunteers. So we're working day to day with the numbers that we have, and we'll adjust the position if numbers reduce, but we'll make sure that we are covering the key times, the times that people really need our support. This is often between 10 at night and 6 in the morning. Those dark hours when you feel that there isn't anybody else there, and we're making sure that those remain covered, plus the other hours in the day.
Manx Radio's business briefing, powered by Y Manx.
Isle of Man Newspapers has temporarily suspended door-to-door distribution of the Isle of Man Courier. The decision has been made to protect the health of the local community and paper distributors during the COVID-19 outbreak. The Courier is still available from shops and can be collected free of charge during your necessary food shop, say Isle of Man Newspapers. Alternatively, you can read it free via iomtoday.com. In the UK, Deliveroo is delivering 500,000, half a million free meals to NHS workers across the UK, as are Pizza Hut and the Japanese food chain Itsu. Plus, there are plans to allow customers to donate funds to purchase meals for UK NHS workers. Morrisons, the supermarket's distributing £10 million worth of food to UK food banks. Last week, the Co-op pledged £1.5 million worth of produce to food redistribution charity Fair Share. The drinks company Diageo, chemicals giant Ineos, and luxury goods maker LVMH have pivoted factory production lines to make hand sanitizer. The discount supermarket Lidl is to donate thousands of fresh fruit and vegetable bags to NHS staff, and a consortium including Airbus and McLaren Formula One and vacuum cleaner Dyson. The makers have come up with ways to produce thousands of ventilators. More of that later.
WiMAX Technology Communications Services. Find out more on 641199 or visit wimanx.com today. The Stock Market Report. brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
UK and European markets flipped higher and extended gains as the coronavirus pandemic remained in focus for investors. The dollar rebounded as investors braced for prolonged uncertainty and governments tightened lockdowns. Oil prices fell sharply on heightened fears that the global coronavirus shutdown could last for months. Gold prices rose as investors sought safe havens amid fears over growing economic damage. And in equity markets, Rolls-Royce slid as the Telegraph reported that the aerospace and defence engineer was facing a cash flow crisis due to the collapse of air travel. Budget airline EasyJet slid as it said it was grounding its entire fleet in response to unprecedented travel restrictions. The company said it had reached agreement with the Unite Union to furlough arrangements for its cabin crew, the deal effective from April the 1st. Pennon gained ground as it said its performance to 2019-20 was in line with management expectations, with revenue down due to the prolonged wet weather. And the numbers at the close in London, the FTSE 100 was up 1% at 5,563, the DAX in Frankfurt up 2% at 9,815. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Index up 2% at 22,096. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index in New York up 2.5% at 7,702. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up 2.5% at 2,601. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 23.8 cents and €1 12.4 cents. And in commodities, gold down 0.1% at $1,620 an ounce, and Brent crude down 13.5% at $22.27 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsay Crookall. Ramsay Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsay Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramsaycrookall.com. Ramsay Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Towards Discovery is a mental health charity which was created initially to work with the government and other charities to support people who've been through adverse childhood experiences. Due to the current situation, the group's work has had to be delayed. Nonetheless, to support the community, Towards Discovery are launching a Zoom cafe tomorrow, 31st of March. Darren Kenner from the group spoke to Manx Radio's William King.
Because we try and work in community development, that's really the basis of it. I mean, all communities are therapeutic communities. So what we wanted to do was to link people, to get people talking to each other, just so if you are isolated, if you are on your own, or if you have, you just want to speak to somebody, that there's somewhere to do it. So we came up with the idea of a Zoom cafe. Basically, we're going to meet every Tuesday and Thursday between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. And it's just come along and chat. I mean, we are therapists, but that's not the intention. The intention is just to make connections and so you don't feel isolated, properly isolated and alone.
How does it work then? If someone wants to get involved and wants to be on this Zoom cafe, what do they need to do?
At the moment, we're working through our Facebook page, which is Towards Discovery. So we're sending out invites from people who will get in touch with us through there. So if people want to be involved, they can be involved. That's kind of how we believe using the ABC, asset-based community development methods. You don't give people what you think they need. They contact you when they need it and let you know what they need. So that's what we're doing. The invitation's out there to anybody and everybody to come along, not just parents who was our original remit. But you contact us through our Facebook page. We will then send you the invite, as you did to this meeting, and then we'll meet up. We're limited to 100 people in a meeting. We don't know how limiting that's going to be. So it's a suck it and see at the moment. If we get five, that's brilliant. If Jackie and I are talking to ourselves, we're quite happy with that for a while. But like I say, the offer's there, and there's no pressure. There's no remit. It's just meet and chat.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster My at Oldham.
Faster My. Following the recent announcement that the 2020 Manx National Rally is being postponed, the organising committee says it's currently processing all refunds. Competitors are being told they should receive these in the post in the next 10 to 14 days. Organisers are thanking everyone for their patience in what they call these life-changing times, adding they're trying to act as quickly as possible given the resources available to the committee. Further afield, the Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics officially have new dates for 2021. They were postponed last week due to the coronavirus pandemic. Richard Newman has more.
Both events have essentially been moved to the same slot in 2021, with a statement saying it keeps disruption to the sporting calendar to a minimum. The Olympics will take place between the 23rd of July and 8th of August, with the Paralympics held between the 24th of August and the 5th of September. But now the real work begins. Rearranging games of this scale is a logistical and financial nightmare for organisers.
And Barcelona's players have accepted a 70% pay cut and pledged to make donations to help the club's staff receive their full wages during the coronavirus pandemic. Lionel Messi announced the decision in an Instagram post. The Argentina star also responded to criticism that the squad had been too slow to act, saying they were always keen to help, but details needed ironing out.
Back to the UK and that story about Formula One. Many UK companies and manufacturers have been switching their normal production streams to items to help with the coronavirus pandemic. McLaren, Formula One McLaren's executive director for commercial, Ruth Nicky, has been speaking to Sky's business presenter Ian King about what McLaren is doing to help.
So McLaren is primarily contributing its design, engineering and rapid prototyping skills from across our entire group, from our supercar side, our Formula One side, and our technology business to this consortium.
And when did you get involved?
So we've been involved for the last number of weeks, primarily in terms of looking to define what the projects would be, and then working together with all of the other consortium members, led by Dick Elsie, of course, from the high-value manufacturing catapult, to make sure that we combine all of our joint strengths to answer this national crisis.
I mean, has it been easy coordinating efforts with the rest of the consortium? There are a lot of members involved here, aren't there? Some very big names in the world of engineering.
There's a large number of people involved right the way across from industrial, engineering, technology businesses and aerospace, automotive and medical sectors. But the reality is everybody is working towards the same goal, and actually getting the big group of people together, working together for that same goal has been incredibly easy because we all want to achieve what's required.
So tell me a bit more about the specific work that you're doing here.
So the consortium itself is focused on two devices, one which is a combination of existing devices which already are in the market and already used, and one is around the scaling up of an existing ventilator, so bringing that into mass production volumes. From McLaren's perspective, we're primarily involved in the design elements and also looking to develop testing processes and design trolleys for transporting these ventilators around hospitals.
Is there quite a big breakage rate then? Is that why it's so important to test them in this way?
It's not so much. It's to ensure that they meet the quality standards that have been agreed so that they're safe for use right the way across the NHS.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Only just a couple of arrivals to come. The inbound Loganair from Liverpool at 6:40, and then the BA inbound from Heathrow at 8 o'clock tonight, as London City's cancelled everything. Departures have all gone. That's about it. It's a little sparse at Ronald's Way. On the roads, Bayview Road, Port St Mary. Two-way traffic signals for gas main repairs. Station Road, Port St Mary's closed from Four Roads roundabout to the junction with Beach Road and Plantation Road for gas main repairs. Canals Lane, Ramsey is closed between Parliament Street and Water Street. Their gas services are on duty there. The Largan in Port St Mary is closed between Bayview Road and the rear of the Bayview Hotel for gas main repairs there as well. Peel Road, Union Mills, two-way traffic signals. And the Curragh Road, St John's, you know all about that as well, don't you? Right across the island, the Matrix signs are saying 40 miles per hour limit, stay at home and save lives. Of course, an island-wide 40 mile an hour limit. So, well, you know.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Peel commissioners have decided to allow dog walkers onto the beach throughout the spring summer season. The authorities decided to lift the annual ban, which was set to be put in place from tomorrow. Well, it's there because walkers now have sufficient space to maintain social distance on Peel Beach. Ian Davison, vice chair of Peel commissioners, explains more about the decision and the conditions dog walkers need to stick to.
The beach was meant to be closed to dogs for tomorrow, from tomorrow onwards for the rest of the season. However, due to the circumstances, we have decided to keep the Peel Beach open to dog walkers on the condition that they keep the dog on a lead. It can be a normal lead or an expandable lead, and that they clean up after their dog. And we're quite happy to allow them to use the beach. Obviously, the commissioners want to encourage the social distancing, and this is our way of doing it. However, families are still using the beach because they want to try and keep their distance as well, and the children still need bits and pieces to do. So people are still walking along the beach, but we are keeping the beach open for the dogs.
Why is that exactly? Is it nowhere else for dog walkers to go and Peel, or is it just well used? What's the sort of reasoning?
Well, there's plenty of areas that the dog walkers can actually use. There's the headlands, there's Peel Hill. So there's that, lots of other areas up the river. However, an awful lot of dog walkers do like the beach, and so do the dogs. And just due to the circumstances of COVID-19, we've decided to keep the beach and allow the dog walkers access to it.
Now, I'm assuming that's sort of going to be under review sort of indefinitely?
Yes, I mean, obviously, the way circumstances are at the present time, none of us know when things are going to change, but it will be reviewed. And obviously, we're looking for the dog owners to be responsible, and we will just monitor that situation. And should the dog owners not be responsible, things might change slightly quicker, but it will be under review later on in the year when things hopefully come back to normal.
How do the commissioners police what goes on the beach? Is it sort of anecdotally? Do you have a warden?
Yeah, we have a warden, we have a town warden, and it's his responsibility just to monitor who's on the beach and try and enforce the legislation. However, I would think 99% of the dog walkers are responsible people and they do clear up after their dogs, and we'd just like that 1% to do exactly the same, please.
That's it for Update tonight. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news, thanks to newsreader Ed Oldham and producer Lewis Foster. Don't forget, Tim will court sitting tomorrow. That'll be on AM 1368. Follow Manx Radio on Twitter and Facebook and subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's it. All the information at manxradio.com. I'm Andy Wint. Back tomorrow at 5:30.
W-I-N-T. Help delay the spread of coronavirus. If you need to sneeze or cough, use a tissue. Then bin it and wash your hands. Protect yourself and others. Visit gov.im/coronavirus for the latest information.
To comment on the Update news agenda, call Manx Radio anytime on 682 631 or email update@manxradio.com.
Take a tip from me. You can make a lot more of your garden when you visit Ramsey Garden Centre. They've everything you need to make your outdoors magical, from seasonal bedding and perennials to beautiful roses, shrubs and more. Light up your garden with their solar lighting and get inspired in their